So what does it really take to bring a new student into your studio? Often, the first step a student takes is a phone call. They'll call on the phone, or maybe they'll stop by, and one of their first questions is, what are your prices? The biggest mistake you can make at that point is telling them how much it costs for a class. As soon as you say, oh, a drop-in's $15, they say, thank you very much, and they move on. What they're looking for is a way to compare you with other studios in your area. As soon as you give them a dollar value, then they have something to compare you with. Instead, what I recommend is show an interest in them. When they ask, how much are your drop-ins? Instead, say, well, tell me a little about the type of yoga you're interested in. Ask them about the type of yoga that they practice. Ask them how they got started and what their goals are. Before you know it, they're interested in talking with you, and instead of just judging your studio based on a dollar figure for a class, now they have something much more tangible, much more real to judge your studio upon. And now it's not just dollars that they're comparing, but they've begun to have an experience. This experience, which I call the exceptional experience, is the foundation to bringing more students into your studio and providing them with a true yoga experience that goes above and beyond what any other studios in your area might do.